Clark County, Indiana holds a record. If you've ever traveled there, you probably know what that record is. And if you have not, well, the claim to fame is well worth a visit. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Park County, Indiana is home to more covered bridges than any county in the country. Many of the 31 bridges that remain today are still in use, and these spans have quite a history.
The bridge we're standing at here with the Jackson Bridge was named after Andrew Jackson, and it was built during the Civil War. Our youngest bridge was built in 1920, which is the Nevins Bridge.
Jerry Newland says that means the youngest bridge in the county is now over a century old. And these bridges, such as the Jackson Bridge, where we did this interview, are far more than a tourist attraction.
It's as important today as it was when they originally built it. This is the main thoroughfare through the northern part of Park County. 90% of your local traffic and then your visitors' traffic and everything else still uses this road on a daily basis.
That longevity also means much maintenance for the county road crew.
It's a constant project that either something needs to be taken care of, boards are falling off, we've had wind damage or different things, or just general maintenance and repainting or maintaining the end of the portals of the bridge. Whatever we can do to try to keep them up and ready and keep them going.
These bridges were built for horses and wagons. As time passed, some modern equipment wouldn't fit across the bridges, and that impacts things like the price of land here.
I can remember as a kid that we drove tractors through. You know, the other part of it is tractors are bigger now and equipment's bigger, so we have to bypass. You know, that even plays a role when it comes to the value of farm ground, that a farmer may be on the south side and on the bridge, and there may be a few acres that he may want to try to pick up on the adjoining side, but due to the development of equipment, he may have to track 15 miles around to be able to get it.
Many visitors still come to see the bridges, and the annual Covered Bridge Festival is an event that brings people from hundreds of miles to see these famous spans. Traveling the Countryside in Park County, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.